High water conditions on the Yellowstone River make damage assessment risky, says ExxonMobil spokeswoman Claire Hassett.
What we have learned so far has been hindered somewhat by the rapid flow of the river right now. It's at historic water levels. It's very turbulent.
The river is at flood stage, overflowing riverbanks and moving fast, carrying oil as much as 24 kilometers downstream into marshes, fields, and yards. Hassett says in May, local officials, concerned with heavy rains and rising waters, ordered a temporary shutdown to check on the condition of the 20-year-old pipe buried just below the Yellowstone riverbed.
And we did that. We conducted the same assessment that we conduct on all pipelines within our operation, and we determined that it was safe to operate. And again, we don't know what has caused this leak, so it would be premature to say that the two are related.
The accident comes at a time of rising concern over oil and gas pipeline safety across the United States. According to a World Wildlife Federation report, pipeline accidents accounted for over 2,500 significant incidents, 161 fatalities, and 576 injuries in the United States from 2000 to 2009. The Natural Resources Defense Council has joined WWF and other environmental groups to call for tougher industry regulations. Susan Casey Lefkowitz directs NRDC's international program. She says the Yellowstone rupture underscores the dangers posed by the network of pipelines crisscrossing the nation's waterways.
Especially when they're running under some of our most precious river systems that are important not just for wildlife, but also for our communities. The Yellowstone River is critical for irrigation, for example, and so it serves the needs of a lot of farmers and communities along its path.
We don't want any pipeline accidents to happen, and every accident is a bad thing.
Andy Black is the president and chief executive officer of the Association of Oil Pipelines, an industry group whose members include pipeline owners and operators.
We have processes both within companies and at the associations to try to share learning, share best practices, and pursue the goal, which is zero accidents.
Black adds that the industry operates under strict federal and state government regulations.
I don't see a need to overhaul the regulations. The regulations cover the major causes of pipeline failures, and we do not see any gaps.
Susan Casey Lefkowitz with the Natural Resources Defense Council wants those regulations overhauled.
Whereas oil industry may find it business as usual to have a certain number of spills, it's really not acceptable, especially in this day and age. It shouldn't be best practices to have spills in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan, in the Yellowstone River in Montana, potentially in the future in the Ogallala Aquifer, which would be crossed by this new proposed Keystone XL pipeline.
The Ogallala Aquifer is a major source of drinking and irrigation water for America's Central Plains. Casey Lefkowitz says the proposed Keystone XL tar sands pipeline would carry heavier and more corrosive tars and crude more than 3,200 kilometers from Canada across the central U.S. and over the Ogallala to refineries in Texas.
Ironically, it would actually cross the Yellowstone River where this spill just happened.
ExxonMobil spokeswoman Claire Hassett says the oil company takes full responsibility for the Yellowstone accident.
We have committed to be there as long as it takes to get it cleaned up.
NRDC's Casey Lefkowitz says that's not enough. She calls the incident along America's longest undammed river a wake-up call for communities across the United States to demand stricter government controls to protect the nation's natural treasures. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.